Yeah.
Check, check. Oh, sorry.
I never learned to perform so well.
Okay, it's fine. I'll take the laughter, you know?
Alright.
It's like a real life performance.
So, in the summer of 2001, I had met this girl, Amanda. It started when I was running some errands, getting books for my classes. I left the bookstore and passed by this girl who had a pretty smile, and then I went on my merry way. So I was thirsty, and I decided to go get a den pop. I get my den pop and pay and leave, and there she was, outside of the discount den. "Hi, do you believe in God?" she said, rather enthusiastically. Knowing immediately she might be a crazy, I pondered the first time denying my religious beliefs. Or rather, thinking to myself, what answer gets rid of you faster? Yes, I said, hoping that she would leave. "That's great," she said, and she put my hand and her hand on my face. Now at this point, I have to digress to mention that at that time, I had a rather large facial deformity, a birth defect as it were, caused by a childhood genetic illness. "Oh Lord, heal this boy, make him well." She proceeded to pray for me in front of this skin. People by this point were walking around us to avoid us. After the impromptu Benny Hinn impersonation, she asked her to carry my books home. I agreed. Now I had a facial deformity for Xenu's sake. I was lonely. She carries my books home. We begin to walk. "So what do you do?" I asked her. "I'm in art school," she replied. "Art school? Really?" I asked. "God told me to drop out of seminary to go to art school." It's just an urge to point out the absurdity of dropping out of a program, despite God's word, to make papier-mâché spotted owls, I said. Interesting. We get back to my place, and she offers to give me her number. She asked me if I would like to go to church with her next Sunday. I agree. Again, I was lonely. Sunday comes by, and she picks me up in this beat-up car. Two out of the three rearview mirrors were missing on the car. The tape deck is missing, and the back window is covered in plastic. Assumingly, that's also missing as well. There is a girl and a boy in the back seat who are also joining us for church. I said, "It's a nice car," trying not to be sarcastic. She says, "You like this car?" I said, yeah. "God gave it to me," she replied. "Oh," I said, "how's that?" "Well, I had a neighbor who had an aunt who died, and she didn't need it, so God gave it to me." Apparently God works by proxy, I thought to myself. I get to her church, and she leaves me alone in the pews for a few minutes. I pass along the prayer cards and other paraphernalia meant to solicit information. The service goes okay, typical happy clappy stuff. The sermon was a blatant attempt to get money, telling the churchgoers the more they gave, the more they'll be blessed. Then the faith healing hour comes on. "Who wants to come up and receive the Lord's encouragement?" the preacher said. She turns to me and says to me, "Do you want to go up and receive the Lord's encouragement too?" "Oh, I'm filled enough as it is already," I said. The faith-filling portion of the show ended complete with people falling over, ushers covering them, a la James Brown, and purple robes. Later, she takes me home, and the ride was kind of quiet. I had never heard from Amanda again. I had never experienced the Holy Roller Church. I hope I never do again. The spectacle was reminiscent of a carny sideshow. And if I'm ever approached again by an enthusiastic girl who is rather attractive and asks me if I believe in God, I can unhesitantly say no and be on my merry way.
Very good.
I told the story many times, sorry.
So you're glad it's written?
Now you got it.
You put Amanda in quotes?
You did.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's not her.
Projecting her.
It is her real name, but I put it in quotes.
Alright, there you go. There's $5 in the story.
Alright.
Yeah, I know, now I got the story. We got the audio.